Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, good to see you again.
Nice to be back.
The weather's a little nicer than the last time we talked.
Man, it is beautiful out there.
I love it. Yes, I'm into the nice weather.
Me too. You can't beat this.
That's right. Makes me want to eat even more.
Even more nourishing food, right?
More nourishing food.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course, our topic today is nourishing and food, because the day today, the national day, is Let's All Eat Right Day today.
That's right.
And we're celebrating somebody's birthday. You're going to talk a little bit about the woman whose birthday we're celebrating?
And then, I will.
Yeah. Tell us about her.
Adele. So this is kind of an interesting one. So you had sent me a message asking if I knew who Adele Davis was, and it's a name I was familiar with, but couldn't really pinpoint a lot of details. So I went back and kind of looked her up a little bit. Today is her birthday, and it's why Let's All Eat Right Day was started in the first place. But she is a bit of a controversial individual in the world of food and nutrition. Super educated in a lot of things, but I kind of said to you beforehand, she was a bit of an influencer before influencers existed. So a pre-social media influencer. So this felt like a really good opportunity in a world where we are constantly surrounded by people giving nutrition advice. Let's talk a little bit about who to trust and what to follow. So let's talk about Adele first.
Okay, we should mention that she did pass on back in 74. So she hasn't been
She's not here to defend herself.
No, so.
Yeah.
So we better be good to her.
We'll be kind. We'll be
all
fair.
Right, all right.
So she did her undergraduate work at Purdue and UC, University of California, Berkeley, which was one of the first nutrition and dietetics programs in the United States. And she eventually got her master's degree in Master's of Science in biochemistry. So again, a highly educated individual. She went on to write several books, and she was among one of the first people to suggest that nutrient deficiencies and a poor quality diet might be responsible for some of our chronic health conditions.
Some of her books were Let's Have Healthy Children.
Yep.
And Let's Eat Right and Keep Fit. And Let's Cook It Right and Let's Get Well.
That's right.
So it's all
good titles, right?
Good titles, yeah.
Now, where she got herself into a little bit of trouble, one of those books has upwards of 1,200 references in it. And when reviews were done of her book later, it was found that a lot of the research that she cited was incorrectly interpreted. So she was not seen as a nutrition advocate among the large nutrition organizations because they felt like she was just not correctly interpreting things. To which I say, I think there's a level now, based on the research that we have, of just common sense in saying, well, if we follow a poor quality diet and we don't feed our body what it needs, we probably are not increasing our chances of living a long, healthy life, right?
Right.
So a lot of what she believed was true, she maybe just took it a little bit too far, which made her be seen as a fraud and kind of discredited. So I would say a lot of what she did and said had benefit and was true. She just maybe didn't interpret everything. She took it to an extreme, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit today. But she was also among the first people to fight back in the 50s and 60s about or against industrialization of our food system. So she really pushed away from an increase in processing in TV dinners and all of that stuff that became popular during those decades, saying that these were things that were going to lead to disease. And again, in the last decade, we have so much research to support the things that she believed, and she did not have that research back then. So we still have these extremes. We still have people being discredited, whether they're correct or not. You know, I think there's a wide range there. But we have people on one extreme who are out there giving recommendations, who believe that poor quality food is responsible for everything in our declining health and that good quality food is the only solution. We have people on the other extreme that believe that the food that we eat is somewhat irrelevant and that if it's on the shelf and it was approved by the USDA or the FDA, that it's safe. I will caution you that there's
some people question that too. So.
And I would caution you that in both extremes, there's probably risk. So, Adele Davis.
That's called life.
So. It is called life. Absolutely. Yeah. The answer rarely lies in the extremes for anything, right? Food is no different. So Adele Davis, interesting person, certainly paved the way for some important nutrition conversations, certainly had some great insight, but maybe took things, like I said, just a bit too far. Did you see anything else interesting about her when you were doing some of your looking into her?
Just reading that she recommended like magnesium as a treatment for epilepsy and some things like that, which they think are a little bit off base.
And that was some of the stuff that she maybe took a little too far. So she also recommended high dose vitamin A and vitamin D recommendation. Many people probably do need vitamin D supplementation. Dosing we need to be cautious with. A and D, we know now, are fat soluble vitamins, which means we're not going to excrete excess. And we now know that excess supplementation of vitamin A can be pretty harmful in a lot of cases.
And she got sued a few times.
She did.
But everything was settled out of court.
It was.
So
it all worked out for everyone, right?
It worked out, yeah. So anyway, yeah. But I guess, well, if you're not doing anything, you're not controversial.
She tried.
Yeah, she tried anyway.
Right? So
we'll give Adele credit for that.
We will. Yeah. And she was not wrong in everything. So as we're looking at people now, because like I said, there are so many people out there who are giving recommendations. How do we decide who to follow and who's maybe not so good to follow? I would say the first thing to look at or the first thing to ask are, what are their credentials? Now, certainly, credentials are not the be-all, end-all of being able to give advice. There are plenty of registered dietitians, MDs, PhDs, other people with advanced certifications who give not great or extreme advice. However, looking at the education is a good starting point. I have over a decade of education in nutrition. I'll be the first to tell you that I don't know everything around it. And I think sometimes the more you learn, the more you know.
It's not the way you were when you were a teenager.
How much we don't know. I knew everything as a teenager.
And you did.
Some of it just went away.
I can vouch for that.
So I would caution you, if there's no credentials, just look a little bit deeper into what makes that person qualified to give you this advice or to make these claims. I watched a really interesting documentary recently on an influencer who wrote a cookbook based on her experience curing her own terminal brain cancer. And tons of people bought this and tons of people followed these recommendations. But it turns out she never had terminal brain cancer. There was nothing there. But a lot of people followed that advice. So just really, really important for us to watch who we're following and what they're saying. Look at what research they're citing. One person's experience is certainly valuable, but they are an N of one. It doesn't mean that what worked for them can't work for you, but it's important for us to look at what research is coming out. And I think one of the most beneficial things people can do for themselves is learn how to read a research study or an abstract, or at least be able to pull out useful information so you can look yourself and see, is that headline that was just published on my feed really what that study said, or is it maybe a little less extreme?
I usually just go by what's on the internet, and I know that to be true.
Always true if it's
always
on the internet.
Always true if it's on the internet.
Yes. Yep. Just in case people believe us.
Right.
That's not true.
So
then, is there a level of common sense in what they're saying? Common sense can take us a long ways, right?
Yep.
So common sense, again, would tell us good quality food is probably going to help you feel better. Do you really need a study to tell you that eating vegetables is going to help you feel well?
No, I got you.
Yeah, you have me. Yeah. Exactly. All of you have me. So think about what level of common sense there is to it. Remember, lack of research doesn't mean lack of association. It just means maybe we haven't studied it yet or asked the right questions. So think about that. Think about what that person has to benefit. Are they selling you a service? Are they selling you a product? If they're telling you you have to take a supplement, look at how it's tested and what it contains. Consider what the risks are of following their advice. Are you spending your whole food budget on supplements? Is it limiting your nutrition? All really important things to ask. And then consider if there's pushback regarding this person. If there is pushback, who's it coming from? Are they reliable sources? What do they have to benefit from this person being discredited? Just look at people from as unbiased of a perspective as you can, with as open of a mind as you can when it comes to food and nutrition. And I'm always going to go back to the common sense, because I think that can really take us far when it comes to nutrition.
All right. And I was looking to talk about people's education. Now, Adele, that we talked about there, enrolled in Purdue.
Yeah.
From 1923 to 1925. Then she went to the University of California at Berkeley.
Yes.
Graduated in 27. But Berkeley, had the first department of nutrition in America, which had only been going since 1912. So she didn't have a lot of research and stuff. So she was kind of the groundbreaker.
She didn't have much to work with.
Right.
And she was right about so many things.
Right.
So she just was wrong about a few things, too, and they were big things.
That's the way most people are.
It is.
Nobody's right all the time.
That's right.
Nobody's wrong all the time. So, yes. All right. Very good. Well, an interesting topic there today. And happy birthday, heavenly birthday to Adele Davis today.
Yes.
All right. And if anybody has any questions on nutrition, Amber, where can they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. Call here to the radio station and you guys can get in touch with me.
Thank you very much, Amber. We'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.